Mahmood Shivji is a professor at Nova Southeastern University, and he says all of this fishy business started in 2007 with the television station CBS4's chief consumer investigator.
Well, we can thank Al Sunshine for that. You know who Al Sunshine is?
You're paying big bucks for a grouper at your favorite restaurant? Hey, you may not be getting your money's worth.
Professor Shivji calls it
restaurant fish CSI.
And he provided the science that helped break open South Florida's fish swapping scandal. Shivji had gotten into DNA testing to shed light on the illegal shark fin trade. In 2007, CBS4's chief consumer investigator, Al Sunshine, persuaded Shivji to use that DNA technology to determine if restaurants were actually serving the fish they advertised.
And although we'd never worked with cooked fish before, I said, well, we could certainly give it a try. So he sent us samples from restaurants in the Fort Lauderdale area. We were able to determine whether those samples were from grouper or not from grouper. That was the original question, whether the samples were grouper or not grouper.
Not grouper, at least in 4 of the 7 samples. Federal agencies like the FDA can fine or even prosecute fish swappers, but that didn't seem to deter a lot of South Florida restaurants. Shivji expanded to testing red snapper as well, and says in 2007, 40% of samples were misrepresented. The following year, once Shivji's work got out, fakes had dropped to 22%, a victory against consumer fraud, but not against what really bothers Shivji.
What concerns me, I think, is the public perception that when you see lots of restaurants carrying items such as grouper and red snapper on the menu, the public seems to think, I think, that there are lots of groupers and red snappers out there, and they are not aware of the fact that these species are quite severely overfished.
Shivji says his lab is sort of on call for more news-breaking fish testing. But in the meantime, he has grad students and undergraduates alike running the numbers.
The instructional value also comes from the fact that DNA is DNA. It doesn't really matter whether it's DNA from a fish or DNA from a mouse or a coconut tree or a human. The techniques are all the same. And what's actually turned out to be even more interesting, I think, for the students is that it gives them a real-world forensic application that they can actually do while they're undergraduates.
With his armies of undergrad fish CSI, Shivji plans on taking research that started on CBS4 to the next level, compiling the work for some of the country's top academic journals. Kenny Malone, WLRN Miami Herald News.